page 152. And Sir Tristram left Sir Dinadan sleeping in his bed, and so as they rode it happed the king and Lancelot stood in a window and saw Sir Tristram ride and Isoude. "Sir," said Sir Lancelot, "yonder rideth the fairest lady of the world, except your queen, Dame Guinevere." "Who is that?" said Sir Arthur. "Sir," said he, "it is Queen Isoude that outtaken my lady, your queen. She is makeless." The word "outtaken," with a hyphen, is underlined on in this sentence, and a note at the bottom defining it as accepted. Text. "Take your horse," said Arthur, "and array you at all rights, as I will do, and I promise you," said the king, "I will see her." Then anon they were armed and horsed, and either took a spear and rode into the forest. "Sir," said Lancelot, "it is not good that ye go too nigh them, for, wit ye well, there are two as good knights as now are living, and therefore, sir, I pray you, be not too hasty, for peradventure there will be some knights be displeased, and we come suddenly upon them." "As for that," said Arthur, "I will see her, for I take no force whom I grieve." "Sir," said Lancelot, "ye put yourself in great jeopardy." "As for that," said the king, "we will take the adventure." Right so anon the king rode even to her, and saluted her, and said, "God you save." "Sir," said she, "you are welcome." Then the king beheld her, and liked her wonderingly well. With that came Sir Palamedes unto Arthur, and said, "Uncourteous knight, that what seekest thou here? Thou art uncourteous to come upon a lady thus suddenly, therefore withdraw thee." Sir Arthur took none heed of Sir Palamedes' words, but ever he looked still upon Queen Isoude. Then was Sir Palamedes wroth, and therewith he took a spear, and came hurtling upon King Arthur, and smote him down with a spear. When Sir Lancelot saw that, despite of Sir Palamedes, he said to himself, "I am loth to have ado with yonder knight, and not for his own sake, but for Sir Tristram." Page 153. "And one thing I am sure of, if I smote down Sir Palamedes, I must have ado with Sir Tristram, and that were overmuch for me to match them both, for they are two noble knights. Notwithstanding, whether I live or I die, needs must I revenge my lord, and so will I whatsomever befall of me." And therewith Sir Lancelot cried to Sir Palamedes, "Keep thee from me." And then Sir Lancelot and Sir Palamedes rashed together with two spears strongly, but Sir Lancelot smote Sir Palamedes so hard that he went quite out of his saddle, and had a great fall. When Sir Tristram saw Sir Palamedes have that fall, he said to Sir Lancelot, "Sir knight, keep thee, for I must joust with thee." "As for to joust with me," said Sir Lancelot, "I will not fail ye, for no dread I have of you. But I am loath to have ado with you, and I might choose, for I will that ye wit that I must revenge my special lord that was unhorsed, unwarly, and unknightly. And therefore, though I revenge that fall, take ye no displeasure therein, for he is to me such a friend that I may not see him shamed." Anon Sir Tristram understood by his person and by his knightly words that he was Sir Lancelot de Lake, and verily Sir Tristram deemed that it was King Arthur, he that Sir Palamedes had smitten down. And then Sir Tristram put his spear from him, and put Sir Palamedes again on horseback, and Sir Lancelot put King Arthur on horseback, and so departed. "So God me help," said Sir Tristram to Palamedes, "ye did not worshipfully when ye smote down that knight so suddenly as ye did, and wit ye well ye did yourself great shame, for the knights came hither of their gentleness to see a fair lady, and that is every good knight's part, to behold a fair lady, and ye had not ado to play such masteries afore my lady. Wit thou well it were turned to anger, for he that ye smote down with King Arthur, and that other, was the good knight Sir Lancelot. But I shall not forget the words of Sir Lancelot, when he called him a man of great worship. Thereby I wist that it was King Arthur." Page 154. "And as for Sir Lancelot, and there had been 500 knights in the meadow, he would not have refused them, and yet he said he would refuse me. By that again I wist that it was Sir Lancelot, for Ever he forbeareth me in every place, and showeth me great kindness, and of all knights I outtake none, say what men will say. He beareth the flower of all chivalry, say it him whosoever will, and he be well angered, and that him list to do his utterance without any favor, I know him not alive, but Sir Lancelot is over hard for him, be it on horseback or on foot. I may never believe, said Palamedes, that King Arthur will ride so privily as a poor errant knight. Ah, said Sir Tristram, ye know not my lord Arthur, for all knights may learn to be a knight of him. And therefore ye may be sorry, said Sir Tristram, of your unkindly deeds to so noble a knight. And a thing that is done may not be undone, said Palamedes. Then Sir Tristram sent Queen Isoude unto her lodging in the priory, there to behold all the tournament. Chapter 74. How the second day Palamedes forsook Sir Tristram and went to the contrary party against him. Then there was a cry unto all knights that when they heard an horn blow, they should make jousts as they did the first day. And like as the brethren Sir Edward and Sir Sadoc began the jousts the first day, Sir Uwain, the king's son Urines, and Sir Lucan de Butler began the jousts the second day. And at the first encounter Sir Uwain smote down the king's son of Scots, and Sir Lucan ran against the king of Wales, and they brake their spears all to pieces. And they were so fierce both that they hurtled together, that both fell to the earth. Then they of Orkney horsed again Sir Lucan. And then came in Sir Tristram de Lyons, and then Sir Tristram smote down Sir Uwain and Sir Lucan, and Sir Palamedes smote down other two knights, and Sir Gareth smote down other two knights. Page 155. Then said Sir Arthur unto Sir Lancelot, See yonder three knights do passingly well, and namely the first that jousted. Sir, said Lancelot, that knight began not yet, but ye shall see him this day do marvellously. And then came into the place the Duke's son of Orkney, and then they began to do many deeds of arms. When Sir Tristram saw them so begin, he said to Palamedes, How feel ye yourself? May ye do this day as ye did yesterday? Nay, said Palamedes, I feel myself so weary, and so sore bruised of the deeds of yesterday, that I may not endure as I did yesterday. That me repenteth, said Sir Tristram, for I shall lack you this day. Sir Palamedes said, Trust not to me, for I may not do as I did. All these words said Palamedes, for to beguile Sir Tristram. Sir, said Sir Tristram unto Sir Gareth, Then must I trust upon you, wherefore I pray ye, be not far from me to rescue me. And need be, said Sir Gareth, I shall not fail you in all that I may do. Then Sir Palamedes rode by himself, and then in despite of Sir Tristram, he put himself in the thickest press among them of Orkney, and there he did so marvellously deeds of arms that all men had wonder of him, for there might none stand him a stroke. When Sir Tristram saw Sir Palamedes do such deeds, he marvelled and said to himself, He is weary of my company. So Sir Tristram beheld him a great while, and did but little else, for the noise and cry was so huge and great, that Sir Tristram marvelled from whence came the strength that Sir Palamedes had there in the field. Page 156. Sir, said Gareth unto Sir Tristram, Remember ye not of the words that Sir Dinadan said to you yesterday, when he called you coward? Forsooth, sir, he said it for none ill, for ye are the man in the world that he most loveth, and all that he said was for your worship. And therefore, said Sir Gareth to Sir Tristram, Let me know this day what ye be, and wonder ye not so upon Sir Palamedes, for he enforce himself to win all the worship and honour from you. I may well believe it, said Sir Tristram, and sithen I understand his evil will and his envy, ye shall see, if that I enforce myself, that the noise shall be left that now is upon him. Then Sir Tristram rode into the thickest of the press, and then he did so marvellously well, and did so great deeds of arms, that all men said that Sir Tristram did double so much deeds of arms as Sir Palamedes had done aforehand. And then the noise went plain from Sir Palamedes, and all the people cried upon Sir Tristram. O Jesu, said the people, see how Sir Tristram smiteth down with his spear so many knights. And see, said they all, how many knights he smiteth down with his sword, and of how many knights he rashed off their helms and their shields, and so he beat them all of Orkney afore him. How now, said Sir Lancelot unto King Arthur, I told you that this day there would a knight play his pageant. Yonder rideth a knight, ye may see he doth knightly, for he hath strength and wind. So God me help, said Arthur to Lancelot, ye say sooth, for I saw never a better knight, for he passeth far Sir Palamedes. Sir, wit ye well, said Lancelot, it must be so of right, for it is himself, that noble knight, Sir Tristram. I may right well believe it, said Arthur. But when Sir Palamedes heard the noise, and the cry was turned from him, he rode out on a part and beheld Sir Tristram. And when Sir Palamedes saw Sir Tristram do so marvelously well, he wept passingly sore for despite, for he wist well he should no worship win that day, for well knew Sir Palamedes when Sir Tristram would put forth his strength and his manhood, he should get but little worship that day. Page 157, Chapter 75. How Sir Tristram departed out of the field, and awaked Sir Dinadan, and changed his array into black. Then came King Arthur, and the King of Northgales, and Sir Lancelot de Luc, and Sir Bleoberis, Sir Bors de Ganis, Sir Ector de Maris. These three knights came into the field with Sir Lancelot. And then Sir Lancelot, with the three knights of his kin, did so great deeds of arms that all the noise began upon Sir Lancelot. And so they beat the King of Wales and the King of Scots far aback, and made them to avoid the field. But Sir Tristram and Sir Gareth abode still in the field, and endured all that there came, that all men had wonder that any knight might endure so many strokes. But even Sir Lancelot and his three kinsmen, by the commandment of Sir Lancelot, forbear Sir Tristram. Then said Sir Arthur, Is that Sir Palamedes that endureth so well? Nay, said Sir Lancelot, wit ye well it is the good knight Sir Tristram, for yonder ye may see Sir Palamedes beholdeth and hoveth, and doth little or naught. And, sir, ye shall understand that Sir Tristram weeneth this day to beat us all out of the field. And as for me, said Sir Lancelot, I shall not beat him. Beat him whoso well, said Lancelot unto Arthur. Ye may see how Sir Palamedes hoveth yonder, as though he were in a dream. Wit ye well he is so full heavy that Tristram doth such deeds of arms. Then is he but a fool, said Arthur, for never was Sir Palamedes, nor never shall be, of such prowess as Sir Tristram. And if he have any envy at Sir Tristram, and cometh in with him upon his side, he is a false knight. As the king and Sir Lancelot thus spoke, Sir Tristram rode privily out of the press, that none espied him but La Belle Isoude and Sir Palamedes, for they, too, would not let off their even upon Sir Tristram.